doing things you love rather than things that you think you have to be doing or things you should be doing. Example, like tonight, there's a vegan business networking event in London. Okay, I'm Chetan Patel. Welcome to the show. And thank you for listening. just getting there straight away, you know what I mean? What's up? Ooh, 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 ooh. Besides all that, yeah. And also, there's a podcasting event, free event tonight, also on Meetup. So I was reading on Facebook, as you do, a message from Kyle Cease, K-Y-L-E-C-C-E-A-S-E. Effing awesome. I'm going to not swear as much. Well, not at all really now. I'll try. And so that is what... So which out of those two do I feel like I'm more... like happy just from hearing and feeling? And it's definitely the latter, which is the podcasting event tonight. So, you know, there's another way of thinking about this. Is like, okay, well, maybe training your mind to do things that you don't love or just fucking doing it anyway. Okay, I saw it didn't work, whatever, but so maybe I can do training in that, you know. But yeah. So there's that school of thought, and there's also the school of no thought, which is just really not a school, and it's just universal law or truth, quote unquote. Anyway, based on this Kyle C's question on Facebook, which said, hey, if you knew that you had only today or one more day to live today, what would you do? Right? And people were like, hey, I would leave work, I'd get a holiday, I'd go and see my son, and because my husband will fly. And he said, not one of you lot said what you wouldn't do. None of you lot said, oh, I hate my job, I would get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, none of you lot were negative. That's what he was saying, basically. I'm quoting or I'm paraphrasing. So yeah, what is it today that you want to do that you haven't done and that you really feel drawn to? So out of today, I would like to go to the podcasting event because I have fun doing it. I hope you guys also enjoy it as well. I've been getting some good feedback, so thank you for that. Rather than going to the vegan business event, that's more like a future long-term thing that I'm working on right now, supporting vegan businesses, you know? And but the first one is more fun and feels more happy and joyful and juicy. So yeah, man, do things from your heart, not from your mind. And yeah, there are a couple of ways of thinking about it, but which way at the end of your life would you be most happy with? Leaving a legacy or going with your heart flow all the time? Legacies requires more training, motivation, discipline, inspiration, all that sort of stuff. Actually, maybe not. Inspiration and going with your heart and flow and feeling it out and vibing it and just like no thought could be from inspiration, in spirit, inspiration, you know? Anyway, just leaving my 2.5p there, peace. This is Chetan Patel. Have a fantastic, beautiful life and check out kylecease.com. Peace. This message was not brought to you by Kyle Cease. He's just an awesome ex-stand-up comic who smashed the American scene and all that. And he does like stand-up personal development now, which is awesome. So yeah, peace. Yeah, so check into yourself, see what you come up with, and get back to me, all right? Let me know what you did, what you didn't do, what you're doing that you don't feel that you want to do, but like somehow having to do it because of bills and finance and all that. And I get all that. I totally do. I'm not ignorant towards that. I'm just putting this out there as a feeler, as a freeler, you know what I'm saying? From your heart, peace.